United States Marine Band. Minutes of music by the band that has inspired America for over 150 years, and a sports session on quarterbacking with professional football's Tommy Thompson. Every year in the nation's capital, a series of delightful outdoor summer concerts is held at the famous Watergate on the bank of the Potomac River. Here the orchestra plays from a barge anchored at the water's edge, while the audience reclines on the grassy slopes of the Lincoln Memorial or floats peacefully nearby in rowboats and canoes. For many years, the United States Marine Band has been a part of this pleasant summer scene, and in 1948, they were given the honor of being the first service band to open the concert series. Imagine yourself on this quiet Potomac shore as the band plays Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of Nobles.
Thank you.
Today, there are openings in the Marine Corps for the outstanding young volunteers of America. If you want to serve your country in an exciting life of travel and adventure, join the regular Marines or share in the traditions of this crack military outfit and still stay at home by joining the Marine Corps Reserve. There's a world of opportunity ahead for you in the Citizen Marines. Now Major Sandelman directs the Marine Band in the wild and fiery Furient from Smetana's famous opera, The Bartered Bride. And now we turn to sports. This is Bob Wolf with our sports guest, Tommy Thompson, one of the top quarterbacks in the National Professional Football League. In the 1947 championship football game, Tommy put two new records in the books, one for passes thrown, 44, and the other for passes completed, 27. Not only is Tommy a great passer, though, he's known as a top field general as well. So how about a couple of tips, Tommy, on quarterbacking the club?
Well, Bob, one of the most important tips in good quarterback play is receiving the ball from the center. By this, I mean the ball should be delivered to the quarterback in such a position that permits the quarterback to hand off the ball to the runner or pass easily. The way I've found best to receive the ball is place the thumbs of both hands together in order not to let the ball slip through the hands, causing fumbles. Another important item in passing is a proper grip. I believe I'm right in saying that Sammy Bowe and myself use a different grip from the majority of the other passers. By that, I mean Sammy and myself do not hold the laces, where most passers, as Luckman and Waterfield, do. And holding of the laces is usually essential with passers having small hands. I'd advise passers with small hands to hold the laces as it's easier to pass.
Well, Tom, you were a top quarterback both in your college days as well as now in your professional career. Do you find any difference in the two?
Oh, yes, Bob. There's quite a bit of difference in quarterbacking a professional football team and a college team. Due to the fact that there's more passes thrown in professional football than there is in college, and it's a wider open game.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently you were a star in both, and I hope you continue that way. Thanks for those tips on football, Tommy Thompson. The Marine Band on parade, the roll of drums, and the gleam of sunlight on polished instruments announce the approach of a military band. Every back grows straighter, every heart beats faster as the band bursts into the stirring strains of the Conqueror. We'll be right back. Action, travel, adventure. These words are the first that come to mind at the mention of the United States Marines. For our leather necks are famous as the outfit that's ready to answer the call of duty any place, any time. In more than 170 years of service to the nation, the Marines have carried the American flag to the farthest corners of the earth. From Broadway in New York to the Strand in London, the world has come to know and respect the famous scarlet and blue uniform of our leathernecks. And today, once again, there are openings in the Marine Corps, new opportunities for travel, and an unusual chance for rapid advancement. If you are looking for a new life of action and adventure, volunteer today for the United States Marines. Listen to this station for more music by the United States Marine Band, directed by Major William F. Sattelman. Watch your local newspaper for details.